This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
As always, you can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in, Skype username, lrn.fm. So, we've got all kinds of interesting stuff tonight. There, apparently, Donald Trump has decided to get involved in this football player kneeling controversy. So we can talk about that. Also, Mark, you've got a story about a liberal, an American liberal, in Europe,
yes,
who attacked a man in Europe over...
Oh. Attacked is, I think, a loaded term, but
what,
all right.
What did the person do? I thought you said they attacked
him. Well, let me tell you the story.
Yeah, let's hear about
if
it.
I may.
Yeah, over a Trump hat.
Right. So first off, I support freedom of speech, including... people who say crap I don't like. It's the reason that I run a nationally syndicated talk show called Free Talk Live. Now, you don't have freedom of speech on Free Talk Live, partially because the government says you can't, partially because, well, we've got radio stations to protect, and, you know, partially because this is not exactly an open forum like public property might be. But... freedom of speech is something that's important. It's important that people to be able to communicate in this way, and we are pretty close to freedom of speech here on Free Talk Live. What I have found is that what we've been seeing trending is that sort of young leftist types and their college professors tend to not. They are trending towards not liking free speech, or at least speech that they don't like.
Hate speech.
Right. Hate speech. Whatever that might mean.
You need a safe space.
And this is poorly thought out and highly ill-advised.
But, Mark, when you are in power, or at least when you feel as though you can control the system, it must be very, very attractive to try to control others, people right. that are saying the things or doing the things that you don't like. What
when
could be wrong with that?
When you're in the imaginary world where you are right about everything, by God, yes, it's awesome to tell other people how to live. I do it all the time here on the radio. But I do not have so much pride, so much hubris, so much utter ignorance that I would go so far as to say that other people should not be allowed to express their opinions, even if their opinions suck by my yardstick.
All right, I'm glad to hear that.
Because
I don't like telling other people what to do. I don't like to be told what to do. I don't like it when other people tell
right.
me what to do.
And lots of people don't like to be told what to do, and I think it's part of the problem here is there's so many people out there shaking their fingers at other people that, it's just causing this backlash. Nonetheless, this is coming from Constitution.com, jumping into the story here, and this is...
Is that a news site? Like a newspaper?
Telling the story. It's like a blog.
Okay.
It's a big blog.
All right.
And remember, this is in Europe where they don't have freedom of speech.
That's right.
The really great option of what is, leftists in this country want is actually implemented already there in Europe. By the way, if there's a place that has the things you want, please go there.
Hate crime legislation is what you're talking about.
Right,
here,
they have
right?
hate crime legislation. They also have a lot of...
The U.S. has that in some places, don't they?
No.
No?
No. I mean, I guess they have something that might pass for it, but I mean, it usually... hate crime, but not hate speech, I guess is the difference.
Okay.
So there's hate crimes in the U.S. There is not hate speech.
So this person wasn't physically attacked over a Trump hat?
Sort of.
All right.
Let me tell
more.
The story.
Yep.
Okay? So, this point, this is just a video here. American leftist woman travels abroad to Denmark and walks into a bar. Now, this happened for real. It's not a joke.
Not a joke.
At this point, she notices that a man seated across from her is wearing a Make America Great Again hat, which triggers the woman, in quotes here, and sends her into a rage.
She probably thought she'd never see anything like that over in Europe.
Yeah, I mean, she'd left all the you know, the mouth-breathing, knuckle-dragging troglodytes back in the South or wherever it is that she left. So anyway, she sees this hat. She's upset. Her anger escalates, and she begins. Then at that point, one of the patrons begins recording what's going on. The man's name, I'm going to only try this at one time, Julius Dogjerg.
So wait, this person isn't probably not from the United States?
No, he sounds like he's a legit Dane.
All right.
Right? the Dane, is which is I'm going to refer to Mr. Bjerkjer. I don't have any idea what that word is. Anyway, they go on. It's up for the world to see here on YouTube. So, an American woman wanted to sit at my table, he says. I was wearing a Make America Great Again hat. She became visibly angry with my presence, so my friend started recording her. The woman then let loose with an expletive-rated, laden flooding of hatred. So, this is the quote. You're doing this, like, to the world. What the F is wrong with you people? What the effing wrong with you? You're a horrible human being. Horrible human being.
Gosh.
And as the woman finally gathered her belongings, and began walking away, the man can be heard saying, liberal tolerance at hand. Quite a mild response to the vitriol the woman was spewing, but it sparked another response and another level of fury. I do not effing tolerate effing racist, she yelled. You're a horrible effing human being, and I hope you go home and feel effing ashamed of yourself.
Because anyone who would support Donald Trump must be a racist.
Screaming effing at people does not make them go home and feel ashamed. All right? Somebody who's wrong isn't going to feel ashamed if you scream at them. All you're doing is virtue signaling. Wow. She is showing, she's attempting to show the world that she's a good American by telling, I don't know, I presume a bad American or a bad person that has bad American ideas or whatever it is, that she knows what a bad American is, okay?
Because a good American would shout at somebody in public like that, right?
I mean, you know you're being recorded. You are now at ace level virtue signaling.
Wow.
Okay? Look, I understand it's a trope at this point. I understand it's well used, but too bad. This is what really virtue signaling is.
Hmm.
Okay. For effing being an effing racist, you effing human piece of S. This continued her rant.
Wow.
She threw a drink at the man and stormed out of the bar.
Now that is an assault if it hit him.
As she left, Mr. Dane can be heard calling after her. I think that's definitely illegal there. You should stop that person. This is assault.
Yep.
And so anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was.
So somebody did stop her. There were charges.
It says here the leftist American may have stormed out of the out into the night, but the situation was far from over. See, in Europe, you do not have the right to simply spout your opinion wherever you please. Sadly, this American seems to have forgotten there is no First Amendment in Europe, nor do you have the right to throw a drink at anyone. The next day, Mr. Dane decided to pursue legal action against the woman, and the police are now investigating the situation as a politically motivated hate crime. We choose to take legal action the following day. A case has been opened, and she will be charged with politically motivated assault, a hate crime. Political violence is never acceptable, no matter what one's political affiliation.
Wow.
The woman faces stiff penalties for physical and verbal assault, and there you go.
Is that what they signed up for when they supported the hate crime legislation?
Yeah.
Those who support it.
I think not. I think that, you know, they imagine they're protecting people who are ethnically disadvantaged, people who are, you know, have, you know, sexual proclivities that are not quite the norm, or whatever the whole thing might be. And I'm not saying that those people have had easy rows to hoe. Not by a long shot. I tend to agree, but
that's not how the government works.
Right. Assault is assault. It doesn't matter why you assault someone.
Well, I agree. I mean, that's why we're not in favor of hate crime legislation here. But
sure.
I think the point that you're getting to here is that when you ask the government to do something, even if that program for the moment seems to be directed against the people that you dislike, it's only a matter of time before it gets turned around right back on you, because this sounds like a hate crime by their definition of it, right?
Is it hate speech?
I mean, she's definitely feeling hateful, I would imagine, when she's yelling at him, right?
She's you know, considering him part of a group. She's applying, you know, assumptions. She's using prejudice against this guy. I'd say this is hate speech that led to a hate crime.
I think an assault is an assault, whether it was hate-motivated or money-motivated or whatever. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. What do you think? 855-450-3733. Join us on Free Talk Live.
If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio's a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
The three most important things you can do for LRN.FM are, 1, let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2, buy the things you buy online through shop.LRN.FM. 3, give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.LRN.FM. You likely buy all kinds of things online. Amazon is the largest online retailer. You can get what you need at the same great prices, and LRN gets a cut. Please do your online shopping at shop.LRN.FM.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can share your thoughts with us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. 3733-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark, live Saturday show. We're talking about the as-yet unidentified, I don't know if the story that you have says who she is, this American woman who attacks a man in a bar by throwing a drink on him after she flips out. We just played the audio during the break. We don't have an edited version of it for you, and we definitely cannot play this on the radio. This woman drops the F-bomb multiple times.
She's an F-bomb dropper.
Yeah, we'll get back into that. But first, you never know what crazy people in bars will do, right?
Right. You don't know what kind of lunatic you're going to meet in a given time. You know, you don't have to be wearing a Make America Great Again hat to deal with a crazy person. And that's one of the reasons that I like BulletBlocker.com. BulletBlocker.com is a company that was created to by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor with the goal of making backpacks for kids to protect them in case of school shootings. Well, turns out lots of people wanted, you know, backpacks and briefcases in case of shootings. So they started making those. Then they're like, hey, you know, we've got the lightest and most flexible and thinnest ballistic available in the market today. That's airport security friendly. Let's go ahead and make jackets and coats that people wear. I mean, you know, if you live up in New Hampshire or I don't know, Wisconsin, perhaps Quebec, you're probably wearing a coat or a jacket a good portion of the year, which means, you know, you have to have a nice jacket. You might as well have one that's bulletproof, too. Go to bulletblocker.com, and this is custom-made stuff. So you can get exactly what you want, but it's going to take them a little while to put it together. You can get something for the whole family, too. This isn't the kind of thing you get a second chance at. If you want it for this season, you need to get a hold of them now. BulletBlocker.com. The lives in your family are priceless. Protect them at BulletBlocker.com.
So, for some reason, the story here at LiveLeak, which is where we're playing the video from during the break, which, again, I apologize. I didn't have enough lead time on this to make an edited copy of this. If we get the chance, maybe I'll be able to do that during the show. But either way, she flips out on this guy who's wearing a Make America Great Again hat. Now, I find these hats to be particularly ugly, but
they are, like, the truckerest of trucker hats. Now, look, I love truckers. They keep America moving.
Yeah, for
thank you for your service, truckers. But that kind of tall, fronted hat with the almost point right there in the center of it. I don't have much use for that.
But hey, maybe that's part of the look, right? Like hipsters or whatever. Whoever it is.
Whoever wants the hat.
Whatever floats your boat. But you know, for some reason, she wanted to sit at this guy's table. She's sitting right across from him. I mean, there literally are two beers in between these two.
Yeah, they're close.
So why would you, I mean, if you knew you were going to be, if you knew you don't like Trump and Trump people, as she obviously jumps to conclusions about this man and calls him a racist, or maybe they had been having a conversation, because who knows where this picks up, this video.
We certainly don't know exactly what transpired prior to this.
But presumably, you know, she sat down with somebody who was politically opposite from her, and then later on in whatever the conversation was that they had, completely flips out on this guy.
Right. So first piece of advice is, if you're not ready for a conversation, you're not ready to respect somebody else, then you shouldn't have one of these loaded conversations.
Right.
You shouldn't be talking politics or religion or any of these things. Because if you don't respect the person with whom you are discussing things, you do harm to your position. You will not convince them. And when other people, if other people are sitting around, you're liable to just sort of show, well, and the guy makes this point. He says, liberal tolerance at hand, right?
So this is before she throws the drink, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is the only thing that he says on video that is sort of, you know, leading this woman into whatever it is that she's doing. So, and
it's an astute observation, though, right?
Well, I don't think it is, because you'd have to say that liberals are that way.
Liberals are what way?
Intolerant?
Well, I think different people are intolerant in different ways.
Right, but you see, he says, look at this woman's tolerance. He doesn't say that. He says liberal tolerance at hand. So he makes a group statement about liberals.
That is what he's suggesting there. Well, right. I think the idea is that, as I understand it, classically, I mean, liberals would think of themselves as tolerant, or would at least like to think of themselves as tolerant.
Uh-huh.
And so he's pointing out that, oh, look, you're not being particularly tolerant here. Just like, you know, pointing out a Christian when they're not being Christ-like. It's going to set them off.
Fine. I think everybody would like to believe that they're tolerant. It's just, what are they tolerant of?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not tolerant of nonsense. And that's what this is.
Well, sure. But if you're sitting down with somebody who's telling you nonsense, you just get up and walk away.
Yeah, not
she sat down at his table.
Yes.
So, I mean, she was completely out of line in how she's behaving here. You can share your thoughts with us on this, because the real issue here is a hate crime. Because this lady apparently is being charged with politically motivated assault. So not just any old assault of she threw a drink on somebody, but politically motivated assault, which in Europe, which is where this happened, that apparently amps up the potential penalties for her.
So,
it's a
now,
hate crime.
You know, since I do this sort of arbiter thing for a living, I come up with solutions. Here's what my solution is. Yes, this was a politically motivated assault. Yes, what the woman did was wrong. Yes, she needs anger management training. But I think the sort of the worst thing that she should have to do is, you know, pay for anything that anything she damaged. Right? I don't know what kind of drink this was. Mm-hmm. If it's water, the chances are that everything's fine.
Probably not. Probably alcohol.
Yeah. Well, it could be alcohol if it's.
There were definitely beer-looking things on the table.
Yeah, I've spilled a lot of beer on a lot of clothing, mm-hmm. and everything's fine. But you know, she should have to pay for whatever damages that she caused.
Yeah.
Whatever those might be.
She ruined his night.
Yeah. And and apologize.
Well,
she
that's made probably
his
not.
Night,
what...
By the way.
Well, she definitely made him get a lot of attention in YouTube views.
Fine. Then we can talk about fines. If you don't want to apologize, then fines.
But that's not what's going to happen, right? I mean, this is Europe. They're supposedly taking this very seriously as a hate crime because they want to send a message that says that this is not acceptable. Let's, you know, you can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And again, we're against the idea of hate crimes here on Free Talk Live. We're big free speech fans, even though we are on the radio, which means you can't say the F word, which is why we can't play the actual audio of this woman flipping out.
There's nearly no audio left after you bleep out the F word. I mean, I can read it to you.
Almost a majority F word.
And yeah,
it's only a slight exaggeration.
That's only a slight exaggeration. Yeah. It is a large plurality of the sentences here. What the F is wrong with you with people? What the what's effing wrong with you? You're a horrible human being. Horrible human being. I do not effing tolerate. Effing racist. You're a horrible effing human being. I hope you go home and you feel effing ashamed of yourself.
He's like, I'm home, lady. You're the one who's visiting.
Effing being an effing racist, you effing human piece of S.
Wow.
I mean, that statement
just
is
despicable.
Look, it looks like if you just went by letters, I think that the majority of it is cuss words.
Toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Also coming up, speaking of Trump, he is in the news, of course, with this football situation with the players who apparently more of them have been kneeling, as I understand it. Originally it started with Kaepernick, was his name, last year, I think it was. And now others are joining in. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And so now Trump is weighing in. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. You can also call us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want for your live Saturday edition of the program, whether it's hate crimes or the football controversy with players taking a knee. Now, apparently, Donald Trump weighing in with his opinions about this as though they matter somehow more than anyone else. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, then join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why.
It looks like there's an article over at DashForceNews.com that says Dash meetups are catching on across Africa. So there's these meetups where people are learning about Dash and being able to use it. It's empowering. It has all the advantages of Bitcoin and some technological benefits.
I love the Dash meetup idea because I don't know if you're familiar with this, but they will actually pay you to hold a Dash meetup. So because the Dashers have this kind of governance structure that is funded by the mining system, the miners of Dash, they take this money that's sort of just in this kitty and they make proposals for it. And one of those proposals that I guess is an ongoing one is that if you host a Dash meetup, they will actually give you Dash later, so you get reimbursed. You will be given Dash if you give away Dash at the meetup. So you like give people $10 worth of Dash or something. Anybody who shows up is the idea, and then you present on Dash and explain it. So very cool. So that might be why it's taking off. I mean, if that can help people in Africa, you know, buy food and have a much better life.
Suddenly that meeting gets pretty interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. People are talking about it. People are spreading the word about it. It's pretty neat. Check it out, dash.org. All right, so our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we'll talk about the Trump thing, but let's go to Skype where Ryan is on the line. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys.
Hey. What's on your mind?
I was wondering about what you guys thought about Jamie Dimon and what he was saying recently. Jamie Dimon being the CEO of J.P. Morgan Bank.
That's right.
And what he has been saying about Bitcoin. And I was wondering if you guys thought maybe he was a little bit scared maybe of the impact that Bitcoin has been having on the currency trading fields. And I'm wondering if you guys had
I don't know if he's scared. I mean, I think this is a precursor to fear, really, that he's just sort of jealous. Here he is, the gatekeeper for the world's reserve currency, the U.S. dollar. These guys, J.P. Morgan and those folks, they have, they have a large amount of control over the dollar. The Federal Reserve note is not created by the U.S. government. The United States president does appoint the head of the New York Federal Reserve, but the rest of it is just private banks that issue currency when ordered to by the U.S. Treasury. The Mint makes coins. Coins are U.S. currency, whereas, United States government issued currency, I should say, rather than U.S. dollars, which was issued by the Federal Reserve. So I think he's jealous, he's the old matron at the ball who the guys want to dance with the young lass who has shown up. I mean, is he scared? He should be. But I bet he's not actually at the level of fear. And besides, Jamie Dimon and his ilk, people like that, bank presidents, have already milked the United States taxpayer for so much, the world's, frankly, milked the world of so much value that they don't really care. When these people have hundreds of millions of dollars, you just got to ask yourself, what would you do with that kind of money? How many private jets do you need? How many yachts does one need? How many houses do you need?
Just one more.
I guess. I mean, so
it's crazy. I can't imagine it.
I think that it's time for these dinosaurs to move on and for a better currency to take over, one that empowers individuals. It starts with empowerment from the ground up rather than the top down.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. Asking the question is he afraid? Is this Jamie Dimon guy, this CEO or whatever of Chase Bank? Is he actually, can he see the potential in Bitcoin and is attacking it for that reason? Or is he just sitting so pretty up on his diamond-encrusted throne up there at Chase that he just couldn't possibly believe that this little thing, which is only, $50 billion or $70 billion worth, somewhere in that range, Bitcoin. I mean, that's chump change for somebody like Chase Bank, right?
Sure.
Obviously, at a man at his level of wealth, for him to take the time out of his daily life to issue a couple different statements about Bitcoin, negative statements about Bitcoin, it kind of speaks, I think it speaks good for Bitcoin.
Well, wait, was he taking time out of his daily life or was he in the middle of an interview? What are the, what's the kind of the circumstance surrounding those quotes? I know we talked about it, I don't know, a week ago or whenever on Free Talk Live, but what was the context? Do you know?
I really can't remember what sources they were from.
I mean, he might have just been sitting in an interview and somebody was like, what do you think about Bitcoin?
It's not the only time he's talked about Bitcoin, as I understand it.
Okay.
So he has, you know, he's familiar with this. And blockchain technology is being adopted by banks around the world at this point. The rock is rolling down the hill, and
yes,
I don't suspect that Jamie Dimon can stop it at this point.
Well, apparently, go ahead, please.
Well, I definitely agree with you, Mark, there. I definitely think that for him to take time even talk about it with his wealthy status and whatever he's got to do in his daily life, I feel like there might be a little bit of, like you said, Ian, about the dinosaurs of, there has got to be another movement when it comes to decentralization.
Oh, yeah. I mean, decentralized currencies are here to stay. Whether these old dinosaurs like Jamie Dimon realize that or not is another question. But I just happened to pull up because I was going to look up the comments that he made previously, and I looked up Jamie Dimon Bitcoin, and apparently he's back in the news again on this. As of yesterday, according to CNBC, he was in another interview with CNBC TV18 in New Delhi. So his comments have prompted more people to want to ask him about Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And so now he definitely is taking time out. He's definitely taking time out of his day. If there was any doubt before, there's no doubt now. And according to CNBC, he has laid into Bitcoin and digital currencies once again, warning that governments will shut them down if they grow too large. And that shows a specific misunderstanding of what cryptocurrencies and decentralized currencies are.
What government is going to shut them down at this point?
It's impossible. It cannot be done.
Well, you're saying that you're talking about
without shutting down the internet.
But the attempt could be made and
to shut down a cryptocurrency.
Yeah,
you would need to simultaneously raid however many thousands of locations of the nodes on the network, which would be an impossible task because you wouldn't be able to find them all.
Ian, you can't stop marijuana from being grown, and you can't stop people from using Bitcoin. But you can make it really difficult to do business in marijuana, and you can make it difficult to do business in Bitcoin.
But that's different than shutting them down.
Sure.
Governments cannot shut down Bitcoin. That's one of the reasons why it's worth so much. That's one of the reasons why it's popular. But people believe that. You have to understand, when somebody like Jamie Dimon says government's going to shut down Bitcoin, and then you've got CNBC or others who might be echoing those statements out there, there are people who are going to see the headlines, Jamie Dimon's Chase Bank says Bitcoin's going to get shut down by the government. And that could very well scare people out of getting involved in Bitcoin.
If you think the government can shut down Bitcoin and you have some plan as to how they can do it, please give us a call at 855-450-3733-855-450-free is in freedom here on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for the call, Ryan. There's more Free Talk Live coming up, and you can join us.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You may dial toll-free, take control of the airwaves here, and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If it's your first time really kind of hearing a lot about Bitcoin, because you'll hear about it here on Free Talk Live, maybe you're a new listener to the show.
We were the first mass market media to talk about cryptocurrencies in the world.
We're still probably one of a select few that
spends any time on them
or doesn't attack them, you know, and hold the party line, the old guard, if you will, as I suspect, if it comes up on typical talk radio, you know, your typical conserve a clone or whatever you want to call it, talk radio, whatever few progressive hosts remain, how many of them are favorable towards cryptocurrency if they've ever even talked about it versus just confused or against it and angry about it?
Well, even if they are interested in it, I mean, you can almost be sure that one of the first things they say after they say sort of cryptocurrency or Bitcoin is drug dealers, terrorists. Like, they're going to say those things. Now,
that they also use cash, by the
way. If you, I will bet you anything you want to bet, the drug dealers use more U.S. dollars than they do cryptocurrencies. Does that make dollar a, you know, drug dealer facilitator? Same with terrorists.
So, you can share your thoughts here. You can bring up what you want. I want to play some of Jamie Dimon's comments here because folks over at CNBC have put those on their website. We'll let him say what he wants about cryptocurrency. But he believes the governments are going to close them down. And I'm telling you, that is not a possibility. And that's one of the reasons why cryptocurrency is as popular as it is, because it does provide protection against government shutdowns.
Right. Government's going to harm cryptocurrency with its shutdown the same way it harmed alcohol with its shutdown, or the way it harmed marijuana with its shutdown.
So
which is to say that it's going to make it more ubiquitous.
Right, and more attractive, more interesting, more sexy.
Right. Don't fall into this drug dealers and terrorist things. You just become a stooge of the control freaks when you do.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything you want. Jim is listening in New Jersey to WPG. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hey, yeah. You're on the air.
Hi. I want to go back to this kneeling for the national anthem.
Yeah.
You know, and essentially it's because of Black Lives Matter.
Well,
and I think
everybody's got their own reasons.
I think it's probably, for some people, it's just a protest of police abuse and violence.
That's what, but Kaepernick did mention, all these things together. But go ahead.
Yeah, but, you know, I think all lives matter. You know, and I think what they lose sight of is that it took both white men and men of color make that flag so that we can live underneath of it.
And we should fight Chinese people making the flags, but, you know, that's another thing.
Well, they probably are, you know, but maybe not any longer.
Oh, I guarantee you plenty of American flags are made in China. But what's your point?
He's trying to say that the military somehow made it so that we can be free. And I'd ask you, which war are you talking about? Are you talking about the Afghanistan war? Because I don't think my freedom raised or lowered because of that. Or the Iraqi war. Or that when Reagan sent the Marines into Grenada. I'm pretty sure the Vietnam War didn't have anything to do with my freedom. I wasn't around before it, so I can't. Go ahead.
Way back. You know, we live in a country that started as a country that was under the auspices of England.
That's right.
Okay.
And so we fought battles to gain our freedom. And in those battles, there were men of all different colors that lost their lives to preserve our freedom.
Right, and isn't one of those freedoms the freedom to express yourself, meaning that if you don't want to stand during the national anthem, then you
don't
have to? You don't agree with what?
Take part of it. No.
I'm sorry, Nick, can you say that again? You don't agree with what?
I don't agree with that. You
with
live
what?
Underneath this flag, and if you don't want to take part in it, then that's your choice. But don't put yourself in the national spotlight doing it.
So you shouldn't have to see it.
Hello?
Yeah.
I just don't. So these guys have their opinions, and if they feel strongly enough about their opinions, that they're putting their jobs on the line, and you can't argue that that's the true case, right?
Oh, they aren't.
Right. So these are. What I see is brave men making a political statement. And I don't think that it's a very clear statement, and that's one of the reasons I don't like the whole not standing for the anthem thing, because I don't think it's entirely clear. But I can see why it is that they feel that they can't get their message out particularly well. If Colin Kaepernick had made a blog post about what his thoughts were, it probably wouldn't have sent home the message as well as him doing the, you know, staying seated or that sort of thing. But I kind of wonder about this.
I actually think it's hurting the sport.
It's hurting the sport?
Meaning that people are boycotting? How is it hurting it?
Well, I know of a lot of people that aren't watching football anymore because of it.
Well,
great. People need more new hobbies. I think that's fantastic. Diversify your interests or whatever. And is it going to be a significant amount of people that are going to stop watching these games? I guess we'll find out, right? Because they just kicked off the season, did they not?
That's it. And the revenues of the football team will go down.
And that's the market responding.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think that very well could happen, in which case, you might have a situation where players then have to decide, do I want to work for a system that doesn't allow me to speak about things that are important to me, specifically about my color and things I can't change? And if I was a player, maybe that would matter to me. I don't know.
The money's still pretty good, though.
But it's kind of like saying, get back out there and hoe that cotton. Mm. Is what it's saying. Shut up and do the work. And I got to say, I think these people should have their say, even if I don't agree. I don't agree with everything Black Lives Matter says. But I'll tell you this. The national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, should have never been the national anthem. It should have been America the Beautiful. It's a crappy song, and in the third verse, it talks about hanging slaves. Screw
wow.
the Star-Spangled Banner. Also,
yeah, we read that
it's
once.
A violation right. of intellectual property, and nobody can sing it.
He can't say anything to that. Thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You're unpatriotic, Mark.
Okay, whatever that means. I don't even know what it
different
means.
Things to different people.
It means I like the colors red, white, and blue. I think Eagles are awesome. There's nothing that, I enjoy seeing those FAA teams fly over sports stadiums. Wow, look at that. It's an amazing thing. Yeah. Now, they cost... The new F-35 costs $35,000 an hour to fly. You could buy every American a new car with the cost of this thing. It was like $1.3 trillion to build. Big waste of money. But I don't know what patriotism is. The country was founded by, in large part by Quakers. I'm a Quaker. Quakers tend to not, stand for the pledge and not stand for judges and these sorts of things. The Amish don't sing the national anthem. They don't say the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, is anybody going to say they're bad people? What, Jehovah's Witnesses don't either. Now, I know they knock on the door, but they're always good people.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, they may annoy you because they catch you at the wrong time or whatever, but they're just trying to save your soul, for God's sake.
Yeah, what I found most disturbing out of Jim's call was that he, on one hand, supports free speech, ostensibly, but if the person who's speaking, in his mind, has too large of a platform, the football players, where there's national cameras watching them and broadcasting their every move, that they have this platform, he doesn't think they should have it to be used for their political opinion. So if your political opinions differ from Jim there, then he is going to advocate that you be shut down. You have your platform taken away. And that sounds like what some of these liberals are saying at the college campuses, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know the percentage of black people that go to football games versus the percentage of white people. I know tickets are really expensive. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to guess with my knowledge of, the amount, the way money is distributed in the United States, that you probably have more white people at games. But what you'll find is if you keep on doing this, you'll find some teams that choose to support this and some teams that don't. And then you'll have essentially those players being funneled towards those teams. You'll then essentially have the black teams versus the white teams, and as soon as that happens...
Oh, no. Now, you said the other day somebody said there were white players that have been joining in on this.
Yeah! I understand that. Yeah. Okay, fine. The racist teams versus the unracist teams, whatever it might be. I don't care. Like, this
bring back the XFL. Where's the XFL? Call Vince McMahon. It's time for a resurgence.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I can't give the NFL advice on how to run its business because they're not going to listen to me from the beginning. I think they should do away with tackling.
The toll-free number here tonight. I wasn't telling the NFL to do that. I was saying somebody ought to call Vince McMahon. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Not that I ever saw the XFL, and I guess that was a problem. Nobody really watched. But it sounded pretty cool at the time. More coming up.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.